Ya Allah, make me proficient in reciting the Quran. Ya Allah, make me proficient in reciting the Quran.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome back to another beautiful episode on the silsila Madani Qaida. As you know, inshallah azza wa jal, you will participate in the silsila in order to improve, to rectify our pronunciations of the glorious Quran. That is our maqsad and purpose of this silsila. Now, before we continue, as always, our Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat, the founder of Dawud Islami, Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah, always emphasizes and encourages us to make good intentions. As the beautiful hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So don't delay, make as many good intentions today to gain maximum rewards, inshallah azza wa jal. Make the good intentions now that I'm listening to the silsila, I'm participating in the silsila, for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That what I learn, I will try my best to practice upon that and teach others as well. And practice is very important. Remember, whatever lessons are taught, we must revise them. Take out some time, whether it's 12 minutes or 26 minutes, take the time out and individually or collectively go over the work. Go over the lesson. It will help us, inshallah, azza wa jal. Alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, there's so many benefits and blessings of reciting durood e paak, salawat, salutations upon the cream of creation, our beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned in a summary of a narration that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the person who recites durood upon me 1,000 times will not die until they see their place in Jannah. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, increase in your recitation of durood e paak, also of salawat and salutations upon the beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This will benefit us, inshallah azza wa jal, in this world, in the qabr, in the grave, and the hereafter, inshallah azza wa jal. Alright, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, if you open to page 14 of your Madani Qaidas, or you can follow on screen lesson number 8, inshallah azza wa jal, we will go through this lesson and lesson number 9 as well, inshallah azza wa jal. So lesson number 8 deals with the vertical harakat. These terms, keep them in mind. Write them down if you have to memorize them. Your Madani Qaidas do have these terms. So memorize them and understand them. More than memorizing, you must understand what these terms are about. Harakat, as you know, in our previous lessons we had done, harakat refers to what? The symbols, the signs. Fatha, Dhamma, Kasra. Or some people call it Zabr, Zair and Pesh. These are the harakat. A letter that has any haraka is called a mutaharrik. Keep in mind, Huruf Musta'aliyah, those 7 letters you will find that are written on page number 1, lesson number 1. These 7 letters, whenever you find them, must be pronounced with a full mouth, a tick sound or a tick tone as well. These vertical harakat, if you see, as you can see in your Madani Qaidas or on your screens, when you open the Quran, or if you are reading Arabic and you find these symbols, a line, a straight line, that is representing a vertical fatha. if it is on top, and if it is at the bottom of a letter, it is representing a vertical kasra. If you find a dhamma which is upside down, then this is an inverted dhamma. An inverted dhamma, right? Upside down dhamma, how we have vertical fatha, vertical kasra at the bottom, vertical fatha at the top, and an upside down or inverted dhamma. Now these vertical harakat, whenever we see them, they are equal to the letters of madda. We had done the letters of madda in our previous episode in lesson number 7, page 12, that when we find the letters of madda, we must pull or elongate the sound of that letter equal to one alif. Alright? And the vertical harakat are exactly the same as the madda. We will pull or stretch the sound according to one alif as well. It's absolutely the same as the letters of the madda. In this lesson, we will not spell out how we had done before in the letters of madda, but we will pronounce each letter, and we must keep in mind qareeb al-sawt. Another term, I'm sure you're already used to this term, those letters which sound similar, but they are different. So in this lesson, you will find qareeb al-sawt is there with the vertical harakat, vertical fatha at the top, vertical kasra at the bottom, and the inverted dhamma, right? So let us begin inshallah azza wa jal. Make good intentions, and with effort inshallah azza wa jal, you will be successful. Try to not just look at the letters, but pronounce them with a high tone, in a loud manner. Islamic sisters, be careful. غير محارم are nowhere near. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تا تي تو تا تي تو. All right, now if you remember in our previous lesson, if you turn to page 13 of your Madani Qaidas, the second three blocks, first line, second three blocks, ta, alif, fatha, ta, we spelt this out and we pronounce it in this manner according to one alif, the duration of one alif, we pull ta, tu, ta, waw, dhamma, tu, ta, ya, kasra, ti, ta, tu, ti. Now here, back to page 15, the pronunciation is exactly the same. So the vertical harakat are same as the letters of the madda. The madda. Ta, ti, tu. Ta, ti, tu. Ta, ti, tu. Pronounce the letters in the ma'roof manner. Ma'roof manner means in the normal, in the common manner, comfortably, without putting any stress on our bodies, on our mind, our tongues, our mouths, in a very relaxed manner. We must pronounce these letters. Now here, the first three blocks, ta, right? And this letter, pa, the second three, this is qareeb al-sawt, which means they sound similar. Yes, they look different. In pronunciation, they sound similar, but they are different. For example, ta and pa. See, pa, we are pronouncing with a full mouth, a thick tone, because this is part of the seven huruf musta'aniyah letters, what we had mentioned earlier. Those seven letters must always be pronounced with a thick tone and a full mouth, right? Za, zi, zu. Za, zi, zu. Try not to stretch this letter, the sound of this letter. For example, za, zi, zu. This is incorrect. And no jerk any of the letters. Za, zi, zu. in the normal manner, za, zi, zu. Za, zi, zu. Keep the makhraj of each letter in mind. By now, you already know what makhraj refers to. What is the plural of makhraj? Makharij. And this refers to the origin or the place where the sound must come from. This you can find on the inner page of the front cover, where all the letters are written down. Some of them have the same makhraj, the category, to which category they belong to, and the makhraj, the description of where the sound must come out from. Dha, dhi, dhu. Dha, dhi, dhu. Sa, si, su. Sa, si, su. Alright, these three letters, za and za and sa, these three have the same makhraj. Alright? The same makhraj, but they are different. They may sound similar, but they are different. Za, za, za is part of the huruf musta'aliya, and therefore it has the fuller sound. Za and za. Have a look. Za is more of a flat sound. Za is more of a hard sound. Za is more of a fuller sound, a thicker tone. And sa, sa is different from the others. Sa, si, su. This letter here must be pronounced, the pronunciation is hard. It has a hard pronunciation. Sa, si, su. If you're comparing this to the previous letter, sa, si, su. Sa has a more flat, a flatter sound. Sa, si, su has a hard sound. And the next letter, swa, si, su. Swad. This letter has a full sound because it is part of the huruf musta'aliya. Right, just for a moment. Look at the first letter right at the top. Ta. Right? Ta, ti, tu. It has a flat sound. Alright? A thin sound. The next one, ta, ti, tu. This has a full sound. So these two are huruf. These two are qarib al-sawt, which means they sound similar but they are different. Look at the next three letters. Za, zi, zu. Alright? There's a flat sound. Za, zi, zu. The sound is a little bit harder. Za, zi, zu. The sound has a thick tone, full sound, full mouth, because it's part of the huruf musta'aliya. Now have a look at the next three letters. Sa, si, su. Flat sound. The next one. Sa, si, su. Alright, this has a hard sound. And so, si, su. Full mouth. Because it's part of the huruf musta'aliya. On to the next letter. Da, di, du. Da, di, du. This letter also has a hard sound. Bo, bi, bu. This letter has a sound which is pronounced with a full mouth. Can you tell me why? Because it's part of the huruf musta'aliya. Bo, bi, bu. So these two letters have similar pronunciation. They are qarib al-sawt. Da, di, du, and mo, bi, bu. Keep in mind the differences so we can pronounce them correctly, inshallah, azza wa jal. Ka, ki, ku. Ka, ki, ku. Ka, ti, ku. Ka, ti, can you hear the difference in the pronunciation in their sound. The first letter, ka, ki, ku. This has a flat sound, a thin sound. And the next one sounds the same, but you can hear the difference. It has a hard sound with a full mouth because it is part of the aluf musta'diyah. Qa, qi, qu. When we are comparing ka, ki, ku and qa, qi, qu. Ha, hi, hu. Ha, hi, hu. Ha, hi, hu. Ha, hi, hu. Here as well, you can see that these are qareeb al-sawt. These two letters sound similar, but they are different. Be careful not to jerk the sound of the letter ha, hi, hu. Nor should we pronounce them with a slight pull, ha, he, who. The pull must be equal to the duration of an alif, one alif. Ha, he, who. This has a heavier sound, right? The makhraj is different. And the next letter, ha, hi, hu. This, the makhraj of this letter is from the center of the throat. A little bit more effort is needed in order to pronounce this correctly, inshallah azza wa jal. E, e, o, o. You can see here, we mentioned earlier that you can see the alif, right? Now this alif, without any harakat, without any fatha, dhamma, kasra, any fathatain, dhammatain, kasratain, without any vertical fatha, vertical kasra, inverted dhamma, this is an alif. Once we add a sign or a symbol on this, it becomes a hamza. Understand? So here we can see the alif with the haraka, the vertical fatha, kasra, and the inverted dhamma, and we can see the hamza next to it with the vertical harakat and inverted dhamma as well. Both have this exact same sound. Don't jerk the sound. A, I, U. This will be incorrect. A, A, I, I, U, U. A, I, U. A, Qi, qu. Alright. A has a flat sound. A, which is the ayn. Remember, this makhraj comes from the center of the throat. Kha, khi, khu. Kha, khi, khu. Gha, ghi, hu. Gha, ghi, hu. So here as well, these letters are qareeb al-sawt. The first is kha, khi, khu. You can hear that scraping sound, alright? Kha must be pronounced with a full mouth because it's part of the huruf musta'aliyah. Here, gha, ghi, hu. There's no scraping sound, yet we still must pronounce this with a full mouth because this is also part of the huruf musta'aliyah. Do not say re or ga, because ga, this letter does not exist in the Arabic alphabets. Ba, bi, bu. Ba, bi, bu. Ma, mi, mu. Ma, mi, mu. Here you can see that the letter ba. Ba, remember the makhraj, it must be pronounced from the wet part of the lips, right? And meem, which is the next one, must be pronounced from the dry part of the lips. So don't confuse this. Ba, bi, bu. Ma, mi, mu. Wa, wi, wu. wa, we, wu. Wa, we, wu. Fa, fi, fu. Fa, fi, fu. Try not to stretch the sound of the fa and say fa, fi, fu. Some people do this. This is incorrect. In the ma'ruf, normal manner, we must pronounce fa, fi, fu. La, li, lu. La, li, lu. Na, ni, nu. Na, ni, nu. Ra, ri, ru. Do not stretch the sound of the ra. Ra, ri. Some people, maybe they've learnt it incorrectly, but they recite in this manner, and this is incorrect. In the normal manner, we should recite ra, ri, ru. Ja, ji, ju. Ja, ji, ju. Sha, shi, shu. This letter as well. Don't stretch the sound and say sha, shi. This is incorrect. In the ma'roof, normal manner, we should recite like this. Sha, shi, shu. Ya, yi, yu. Ya, yi, yu. Alright, my dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, that was a very straightforward lesson. The vertical harakat, vertical fatha, vertical kasra, and the inverted dhamma, the upside down dhamma. This, as I mentioned before, is exactly the same as the letters of madda. That is, the letters of madda, when we see them, we will pull it or we will stretch the sound according to one alif. The harakat, vertical harakat, inverted dhamma, also exactly the same. We stretch according to one alif. Be sure not to jerk the sound of these letters, nor pull it too little or too much. Right? According to the duration of one alif, that's how much we must pull the sound of these letters. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now inshallah azza wa jal, as I mentioned previously, that we are starting lesson number 9 as well, and these are the letters of lean. The letters of lean, they are two, and that is the waw and the ya. Now concentrate, alright? If there's a zabr or a fatha, if a fatha is found before a waw sakin, this becomes waw lean. Did you get it? If a fatha is found before a waw sakin, this is called waw lean. For example, if you can see in your Madani Qaidas, the example is there, or on screen as well. Jeem, waw, fatha, jaw. Alright? Can you see the fatha above the jeem? And after this, there's a waw sakin. So this is waw lean. And if there's a fatha before a ya sakin, this will become ya lean. As in the example, jeem, ya, fatha, jai. You can see that fatha above the jeem. And after this is a ya sakin. So before the ya sakin, the fatha is there. And therefore this is ya lean. So the letters of lean are two, the waw and the ya. Alright? We must pronounce the letters of lean gently in the Arabic accent and not the accent of any other language if you want to indeed correctly pronounce these letters. There should not be any jerking sound in the letters as well. Be careful for this. And we should not pull how we did in our previous episode, in our previous lessons, the letters of madda and the vertical harakat, the inverted dhamma. There we had to pull according to one alif, that duration. And here we must not pull the sound. We must not elongate the sound, nor shall we jerk the sound. Inshallah, this lesson we are going to spell out the letters, and then we are going to say the entire word, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ba waw fatha baw. Ba ya fatha bay. Baw bay. Can you see that we are not pulling the sound? We are not saying baw bay. So here, the letters of lean, we should not pull the sound. We should, in the normal manner, we should recite. Be careful for the makharij of each letter. Keep these in mind as well. Bau, bai. Ta, waw, fatha, tau. Ta, ya, fatha, tai. Tau, tai. Tau, tai. Sa, waw, fatha, sau. Sa, ya, fatha, sai. Sau, sai. Sau, sai. Jim, waw, fatha, jau. Jim, ya, fatha, jai. Jau, jai. Jau, jai. Ha, waw, fatha, hau. Ha, ya, fatha, hai. Hau, hai. Hau, hai. Remember, keep the makhraj of each letter in mind that you can find on the inner page of the front cover. Kha, waw, fatha, khaw. Kha, ya, fatha, khay. Khaw, khay. Khaw, khay. Dal, waw, fatha, daw. Dal, ya, fatha, day. Daw, day. This letter has a little bit of a hard sound. Daw, day. Dal, waw, fatha, daw. Zal, ya, fatha, zay. Zaw, zay. Zaw, zay. Ra, waw, fatha, raw. Ra, ya, fatha, ray. Raw, ray. Row, rai. Za, waw, fatha, zau. Za, ya, fatha, zai. Zau, zai. And try not to stretch the sound of this letter. Zau, zai. This will be incorrect. Zau, zai. Seen, waw, fatha, saw. Seen, ya, fatha, say. Saw, say. Seen also has a little bit of a hard sound. Saw, say. Sheen, waw, fatha, show. Sheen, ya, fatha, shay. Show, shay. Do not say shau shay. This is incorrect. Shau shay. Sad waw fatha saw. Sad ya fatha say. Saw say. Saw say. Can you see that we are pronouncing this with a full mouth? A full mouth, because this is part of the huruf musta'aliyah. The seven letters that must always be pronounced in a thick tone. Dad, waw, fatha, daw. Dad, ya, fatha, dai. Daw, dai. This letter is also part of the hurufi musta'aliyah, and therefore a thicker tone must be recited. Daw, dai. Ta, waw, fatha, taw. Ta, ya, fatha, tay. Taw, tay. Also part of the huruf musta'aliyah. Taw, tay. Dha, waw, fatha, dhaw. Dha, ya, fatha, dhai. Dhaw, dhai. Dhaw, dhai. Ain, waw, fatha, aw. Ain, ya, fatha, ay. Aw, ay. Remember, ayn, the makhraj is from the center of the throat. We must not pull these letters of neen and say aw, ay. But in the very normal manner, we must, in a relaxed manner, aw, ay. Ghain, waw, fatha, ghaw. Ghain, ya, fatha, ghay. Ghaw, ghay. Ghaw, ghay. This is also part of the huruf musta'aliyah. This is also part of the huruf musta'aliyah, and therefore it must be pronounced with a full mouth. Ghaw, ghay. Fa, waw, fatha, faw. Fa, ya, fatha, fay. Faw, fay. Don't say faw, fay. This will be incorrect. Faw, fay. Qaf, waw, fatha, qaw. Qaf, ya, fatha, qay. Qaw, qay. Can you see? This letter qaf has a hard sound. Also, it's pronounced with a full mouth because it's part of the huruf musta'aliyah. Qaw, qay. Kaf, waw, kaw. And it is not, please cut that part out. Kaf, waw, fatha, kaw. Kaf, ya, fatha, kay. Kaw, kay. Kaw, kay. So this has a flatter sound compared to the qaf, which has a full sound. Lam, waw, fatha, law. Lam, ya, fatha, lay. Law, lay. Law, lay. Meem, waw, fatha, maw. Meem, ya, fatha, may. Maw, may. মাউ মাই নুন ওয়াও ফাতহা নাও নুন ইয়া ফাতহা নাই নুন ইয়া ফাতহা নাই নাও নাই নাও নাই ওয়াও ওয়াও ফাতহা ওয়াও ওয়াও ইয়া ফাতহা ওয়াই ওয়াও ওয়াই ওয়াও ওয়াই হা ওয়াও ফাতহা হাও হা ইয়া ফাতহা হাই হাও হাই হাও হাই So always keep the makhraj of each letter in mind. Also see the shape of the letter, how they change when they are added to other letters as well. Hamza, waw, fatha, aw. Hamza, ya, fatha, ay. Aw, ay. Aw, ay. Ya, waw, fatha, yaw. Ya, ya, fatha, yay. Yaw, yay. Yaw, yay. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, we have finished lesson number 9 as well. As you can see, it is so simple. All we have to do is concentrate on each letter, memorize those basic terms, there's not too many of them, and understand what the terms are for. Like now we had done the letters of lean. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we know that we must not elongate the sound, that when we see a waw sakin or ya sakin, and before it, if there is a fatha, it will be waw lean or ya lean. And we have learnt the correct pronunciations when we find the lean letters. So in this manner, we must revise. Whatever we learn, we always talk about this revision, but revision is part of learning. Especially now that we are trying to read the Quran properly, the Madani Qaida is our foundation stage. If we can correctly pronounce these letters individually, or when they are together, when they are with harakat, then inshallah Azza wa Jal, reciting the Quran will become easier for us, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Also, I will advise you that please join this beautiful Madani movement of Dawud Islami. Dawud Islami is working globally, across the world, in more than 100 different departments. The Madani activities of Dawud Islami are available for us, even online as well. If you visit our website, dawudislami.net, you will get a wealth of information, authentic information, Islamic information. You can download so many books, hundreds of books, in different languages from Maktabatul Madina, which is the bookshop and the publications department of Dawud Islami. If you have any problems, whether physical or spiritual, you can contact Tawizat al-Tariya, which is Tawiz and Ilaj and cures, treatments given free of charge. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Madrasatul Madina for children, for grown-ups, online is available as well. The weekly Sunnah Inspired Ijtima of Dawud Islami is taking place all across the world. So in this manner, if you truly want to reform yourself, your family, your society, join Dawud Islami and let us work together, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Please do join us next time on this lovely silsila, Madani Qaida. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Allah, make me proficient in reciting the Quran. Ya Allah, make me proficient in reciting the Quran.